are falling into place. A series spotlights the important work of and fosters collaboration between not-for-profit organizations in our communities, allowing us all to fall into place. Falling into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities, see more promise, see more progress. This morning, we meet the team from the Palace Theater and learn about their ambassador program, training and employment for formerly homeless people. We are joined this morning by Executive Director Susan Fogarty and Angelique Powell, Director of Community Development. A great pleasure to welcome you both to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
Very nice to have you here. Susan, let us begin with you of how this talk about the idea of this project and how it began.
Sure. So, you know, one of the interesting things about the Palace, a lot of people have recognized the Palace as a longstanding operating theater. We're in this beautiful 1931 historic building. Not a lot of people understand that we are a true nonprofit performing arts center.
Right.
And the theater is a wonderful piece of that, but it's very important that we go out into the community, that we collaborate and work with other organizations. I'm going to let Angelique talk about some of the fantastic things that she's done over the last year. But one of the things that came out of a discussion with our friends at Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless was this terrific ambassador program. And they have formed the program, and then we have brought them in to help us with our shows. So what it is formerly homeless are trained to be ambassadors for when we have shows. And we do about 180 events a year. So we have ambassadors that help folks who may not be comfortable with downtown, don't know where parking is, don't know where the restaurants are. And they do a fantastic job talking to our patrons and customers and making them feel comfortable in downtown Albany.
All right, so let's go to Angelique and talk about how this idea came to you. I mean, in the sense of coming to the Palace fairly formed.
Outside of the Palace, I also perform as an actor in the community, and one of our other partners, Park Playhouse, employs the ambassadors, as well as another a fabulous partner of ours, Capital Rep, employed the ambassadors. So for us, it was a no-brainer that we have the ambassadors also be a part of our organization, particularly at a point where we are leveraging ourselves to be more of a community center for the heart of Albany.
So the idea behind it, and I'm curious as to, well, a couple of things we'll get into of how you find the ambassadors and the training and so forth. But as far as bringing them in, how long has this ultimately been up and running?
Since November of this year.
Okay.
Last year.
Of 2018. So, I mean, ultimately not that long. And how is it going so far?
So far, it's been going extremely well. Our patrons are excited to see them. The ambassadors are excited to be a part of the culture and the excitement of show night. They are familiar with parts of the area because of their employment at Capital Rep, but it gives them an opportunity to interact with more of the community, with a wider array of demographic, and also with an experience to involve themselves with more of the business community in downtown.
On any given night, how many volunteers can you have on a show night?
We have about four.
Okay. And how does this then also fit into your volunteer program of the people who bring us to our seat and tell us to turn off our phones and where the bathrooms all are and all the important stuff?
So we still have all of our volunteer ushers, and they're obviously integral to the customer experience at the Palace. They're mostly in the house. Our ambassadors are mostly outside and bringing people into the theater. So they work hand in hand. One of our fantastic folks, Billy O'Donnell, longtime employee of the Palace, helps coordinate on both sides and make sure everybody's working together. And, you know, this program with Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless is just, you know, one example of many of the community collaborations that we're engaged in right now.
I want to get into the training in a second, but I don't want this to. I realize as I say this may come off as a negative, and I don't mean it to be. But just in the world that we live in, and the sometimes complicated world that we live in, going to a show, going to a performance, going to see something isn't as easy as it used to be. There are more hurdles for audience members to go through. Sometimes they take your phones away. There are rules and things that have to be followed. So I'm curious as to both with the ambassadors and the volunteers of how you get those messages across and try to make it as nice an experience for all parties involved.
Well, I think, you know, we're very lucky that everyone affiliated with the Palace is really passionate about what they do. And we really want to make sure everyone's educated to why the decisions are being made. So you bring up the cell phone example. That's a good one. Making sure everyone understands that it's at artist request. And there's reasons, and it's particularly comedians who want the cell phones away. They want to preserve the integrity of their material. They want to be able to try new things. And quite frankly, it brings you back to the days when everybody didn't have their cell phones
right.
out. So I think it's making sure everyone involved, we have frequent meetings with our volunteers. We make sure that they understand not just the rules of the road for a particular show, but they understand organically where our organization is moving and what we have to do to support the new kinds of shows that are happening, whether it be David Byrne coming in for a totally Bluetooth show that we had to make sure we were mindful of the wireless experience, or whether it's something like an Amy Schumer or Chris Rock who's asking us to have patrons put away their cell phones.
Right. When you have the ambassadors come to you, how ultimately do you find the ambassadors?
Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless is really, we work in collaboration, and so they have employed the ambassadors, they train the ambassadors, and they work in conjunction with us in terms of the scheduling. So
what goes into the training? How do you train someone to be an ambassador for your theater?
So Billy O'Donnell, again, our front of house manager, he is extraordinary and is a wealth of institutional knowledge in terms of what is needed to really be an ambassador at the Palace Theater on a show night. And he introduces the ambassadors to the space. He makes them a part of the initial volunteer and part-time staff meeting so that they have the information that they need. And they're also provided with kind of a Palace Theater security information blanket. So they have ideas of what the runtimes of the shows are going to be, who the openers are going to be, what restaurants might be available and open nearby to go to, and things of that nature.
You mentioned that on any given night, it can be four ambassadors.
Yeah.
So does that rotate then?
Yes. Yes, yeah. It does. Yep.
So I assume the idea would be to have a whole stable of people that you can use.
Right.
Yeah. And is that, how do you see that? You mentioned the Park Playhouse and other wonderful arts entities. Do you see that extrapolating throughout the community of more ambassadors and more volunteers coming in through that program?
Absolutely, and I think that is our sincere hope, is that we can grow this so that other people can recognize what we're doing, and that it grows into much larger than just at these arts venues, but also help with the revitalization of downtown Albany, while also positioning these folks to get full-time jobs in some of these organizations as well.
Second Chance Opportunities, that is the name of the program, right?
Yes.
So what does that ultimately mean, and how do you follow through with that?
So Second Chance Opportunities is another program that we're involved in, and that is a program, again, we're very lucky. It's a program that was already designed and ready. It's for people who are in recovery, and they have an entire team of janitorial staff. And as you can imagine, a theater the size of the Palace, and you know, we often have 2,700 people in the house at night, we need a great janitorial staff and dedicated cleaning staff. They're also there late at night. They're there to help resolve some issues. Sometimes we need really good, stable workforce, and they've been phenomenal. And to know that we're giving people literally a second chance is really meaningful. You know, we took a long look at the organization and really have looked for opportunities for where we can collaborate, where are there opportunities that we can bring in organizations like that, because it's part of our mission as a nonprofit. We're not a for-profit theater. So it's really imperative that we look beyond our walls and make sure we're involving our friends and neighbors and local organizations.
How do you see, as executive director of this theater, how do you see just these ideas growing, not particularly in these programs, but sort of, I'll give you a pie in the sky moment of looking at see where else you can make difference and be true to that mission that you mentioned just a moment ago?
So I have a tagline in the theater that says, imagine the possibilities.
Yeah.
And we're only limited by our imagination. And we're very lucky in this community that is incredibly generous. We have very generous corporate sponsors and individual donors that help us underwrite a lot of these programs. Great example is last year we took a look and said, you know, we've been active in the Arbor Hill Neighborhood Association. We attend their meetings. We were involved with their holiday party. And we were talking to them and they said, you know, the Palace seems really far away sometimes, you know, for our neighborhood, even though it's just up or down the hill.
Right.
So we've made an effort to do things at their community center. And then this past summer, we opened our doors for a community block party. Quite honestly, we had no idea what to expect. In the rain, 1,500 people from the neighborhood. Most people were walking there. And so we know when we do that next year, and if the weather cooperates and we've had a year of it under our belt, you know, the sky's the limit. Interfaith Partnership for the Homeless, Second Chance Opportunities, all of these things can continue to grow. It's just a matter of us, you know, making these moves and committing to this. And the more we do, the more it grows.
As we mentioned, Angelique Powell was Director of Community Development. How long has the theater had a Director of Community Development?
It's only been a few months. I was recently promoted into that position.
All right. So this is a new, relatively new commitment then.
Yes.
To, I mean, maybe the ideas aren't new, but to focus and have a person who's in charge of this.
Absolutely. Because we, you know, it was born out of a need of the recognizing that in our partnership with the Arbor Hill Neighborhood Association, that we do need to bridge the gap in terms of how the community feels and what our accessibility is. And under the leadership of Susan Fogarty, that's become more of a forefront for all of us within the organization, that the community is top of mind.
So I understand these programs and how they fit under your job. Is the growth of the theater and bringing in audiences and all, is that part of what you're doing as well, of talking to young people? What theaters typically do to bring new audiences into the theater?
Absolutely. And a large part of why we do this is to make sure that there's arts accessibility for everyone, you know, through arts and education, through opening the space and making it a familiar space for young children of the community. It's really a goal of ensuring that there's that experience from a young age, even for those who may not have been able to do that through purchasing, you know, our Disney Live tickets or something of that nature.
I assume you don't have any problems finding people to help with. I mean, the community has a lot of people who want to help, right?
Absolutely. Collaboration is, I would say, the key word. You know, as a part of our community block party, we collaborated with 17 other organizations that are providing services and are what might be what the community is looking for or needs.
What we do need, though, is we do need continued individual and corporate support,
right?
Because that is the one thing that can limit our growth. You know, we are truly a nonprofit theater. We make the money that it costs to own and operate the theater. As you probably know, we purchased the theater from the city of Albany last year. And along with that comes $4 million in deferred maintenance. Also comes insurance and mortgage payments. So it was important that we...
Deferred maintenance means money you have to pay down the road.
It does. It means that when you have a 1931 theater and a pipe breaks, it's an expensive proposition. And so it's really important that the community and that donors and sponsors recognize that we are a nonprofit arts institution worthy of support. And that's why we're so committed to doing things right, making sure we have someone as talented as Angelique as our community relations director that has a real voice in the community. We need to be able to demonstrate time and time again that we don't just put on great rock and comedy shows, but we're also out there doing really meaningful work.
You having fun?
Oh, having a blast.
I like 90% believe you. Susan Fogarty is Executive Director of the Palace Theater. Angelique Powell is Director of Community Development. It is a great pleasure to talk to both of you. Thank you very much for the great work you're doing, for the great work you're doing for our community, and for sharing with us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
People can find out more information by going to palacealbany.org. Palacealbany.org links will also be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. Falling Into Place is supported by the Seymour Fox Memorial Foundation, providing a helping hand to turn inspiration into accomplishment. See more possibilities. See more promise. See more progress.